AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. This is a big day in the 2016 race for president as 12 states cast votes for party nominees on what's known as Super Tuesday. Democrat Hillary Clinton told supporters in Virginia that Republican presidential candidates are against everything she is for.
They don't think we need to have infrastructure jobs. They don't believe we can bring back manufacturing. They don't think we can make a real commitment to climate change and the jobs that go with us. They don't believe in raising the minimum wage, and they don't believe in equal pay.
GOP frontrunner Donald Trump mocked one of many protesters in Radford, Virginia, who interrupted the billionaire's rant about illegal immigration in Mexico yesterday. The protester shouted, and Trump said from the stage,
"Are you from Mexico? Are you from Mexico?"
Several minutes of shouting and booing followed. The protester was removed.
"Are you back there, darling? Who's protesting? Anybody? Oh, get out of here. Get him out. Get him out."
One of Google's self-driving cars has been involved in a fender bender for the first time. The car hit a public bus on a Silicon Valley street, as we hear from the AP's Justin Pritchard.
Google says that its safety driver did not anticipate that the bus would continue and that there would be a collision. Obviously, the car didn't either, so the safety driver did not take control when the car started to edge out into the left a little bit to try and pass around and make this right turn.
Google cars have been involved in nearly a dozen collisions in and around Mountain View, California, since it started testing on city streets 2 years ago. In most cases, the cars were rear-ended. What brought gasps from the audience sitting in on Monday's session of the Supreme Court? It was the sound of Justice Clarence Thomas's voice. He broke 10 years of courtroom silence, posing a string of questions during a Supreme Court oral argument. This is AP Radio News. One of Pope Francis' top advisors denies that his testimony to an inquiry into child sex abuse is an attempt to deflect blame for the Catholic Church transferring Australia's worst pedophile priest from parish to parish. Cardinal George Pell was an assistant priest in Australia in the 70s. More from the AP's Nicole Winfield in Rome.
The first round of testimony, Pell did acknowledge that he was aware of gossip and rumors and people, other priests, speaking about suspicions of other priests who were molesting children. He went farther than he has before in acknowledging that as far back as the 1970s, he was aware of some of these cases.
Nevada is experiencing the highest rate of syphilis in the West following an outbreak in Las Vegas. Health officials say the spike can be tied to increased testing, a rise in anonymous sex tied to social media, and a less consistent use of condoms. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.